Drew, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
Hi, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us with Cooking with Joe.
Hear that?
Hear that sizzle, ladies and gentlemen.
If you had to call this a name, what would you call this that you're cooking?
Well, I'm a little torn between fritters and pancakes, but I kind of picture pancakes as being sort of sweeter.
What about frit cakes?
Frit cakes.
Jalapeno, potato, corn, frit cakes.
Cooked in grease.
That's a free range sizzle right there. Call of the wild.
The thing about John is that, you know, he pretty much cooks off intuition, so you can't really watch him and get anything from him because, you know, the timing's somewhere lost in his head that he gets it, you don't. And the seasoning, you don't get it because he's not using measurements, but he gets it, so yeah, pretty much just got to ride the wave, but it was pretty amazing.
My stomach's gonna come up through my throat really soon and reach for the food. Oh, glorious. That's...
Oh.
I don't want the fork to get in my way, hardly.
Now why are you the chef at large?
Because I can't hold down the chef.
This grill is very versatile. I got steaming, I got poaching, I got a little bit of braising going on. Of course, the grilling. The tomatoes are sweating. They're starting to crack open. That means take me off the grill now, please. In tomato language. All right.
Black pepper, which is mounded in, I mean, gigantic hills of green peppercorns, and they start to ferment, and they'll just keep, you know, mulling them and, you know, mixing them through, and until it's an equal, you know, shade of this. Blackness, and then they'll rake it out and then they'll dry it that way. So it's more of a fermented pepper. That is what we're so fond of, is black pepper.
Huh.
Yeah. That's why we invite John to these things. He's smart.
Getting hot up in here, dog.
Oh yeah. So
watch
cook
your face.
Up all your fruit.
Again, that's using everything. It's that whole concept of what's in the fridge is what we're going to make for dinner.
Oh, look at that.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh, adding from the flask. What have we just tossed in there?
Taking heavy cream and whipping it to the point where it goes past, you know, stiff cream, like Cool Whip kind of stuff. And it'll go past that and separate again. It'll become butter solid. And the liquid is buttermilk.
So buttermilk is what's left after you make butter?
Yes, but the Americanized version of buttermilk is different because we need it now, right now, when you gotta keep up the demand. It's more about the shelf life. You know, you start working with some really interesting people, learning how to do things and how sometimes not to do things.
That's why we don't call this cooking with us, we call it cooking with John.
Thank you for joining us with Cooking with Joe. My name's John Croak.
Kevin Bauer.
Mark Sturza.
John Skaggs.
And we will see you guys next time on Cooking with Joe. All right.